Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic's Gone Wild, and it's Psychic Jethro with a fun one for you guys. Are you ready? We had a surprise, and no one knew who the guest was. Psychically, we have two guesses. Okay, Gina from Carolina, you have now won yourself a half an hour reading. You were right about who the guest was for Saturday. She has been watching and checking and going through the guest list, and she found out that we had a lot of psychics that we've been promoting that she hadn't heard of. She's one of our regulars and listens in every night in South Carolina. So, Gina, you were correct. Dial 773-897-6461, and you're going to get to talk to the original, the fun, the wild one, the numerologist, the silly one, the one you heard in February and March, Sonda Green, because Sonda Green's here tonight, and one of the really great things we're going to do, we're going to get silly and we're going to get fun. Those of you in the chat room, you are with Casey Kelly. She's in there, and she will be contacting you. We really promote to do, if you want to talk to us, call on the number. We've got a couple in the queue. You guys are asking. Right now we've got a couple callers, and we're going to come right into that. We've got three callers now. We're starting to add up. Sandra, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you doing down there in that deal with the Coloradoans? You mean you keeping your family safe and out of the fire?
Oh, definitely. We're trying. So, yeah, everybody out there, please send your prayers to those people down in Colorado Springs. That Waldo Canyon fire, it is it is something else. I was actually down there last week when it started, and you would not believe the smoke and the flames, and it is pretty crazy. I've got some good friends and family down there, so please, everyone, let's keep them all in our prayers because they need it. There's some real horrible devastation down there. Yeah. But I'm back home in Wyoming and just kicking back and enjoying the heat.
I really thank you for taking time. I know this is a lot, and I really appreciate it. Those of you who first tuned in know that we get pretty wild. We get pretty intense. And last week you heard me and Heather DeLucio. You've gotten to hear Patty Negree. You've heard a few other names thrown in here. We've got some excellent people. And Sondra's just one of us and one of the fun psychics. So, Sondra, we've got somebody that's just itching to talk to you. They've been on here for a while, and we're going to go right into 870. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, really good. I want to thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro and Sondra Green. Go ahead, and you, have you heard how we do it, or you are a first-timer?
Well, I'm a first-timer.
And you can admit it. See, now you know you're having fun. So the good thing is that I'm going to have you go ahead and just give me your first name, and I want you to give me your birth date numerology, and we're going to have Sondra do a little numerology for you.
Okay, my name is Rhonda.
Okay.
And my date of birth is October 6th.
Okay, October 6th, and you got to tell me what year, no shyness.
Oh, sorry, 81.
Okay, yeah, that's the way. All right, well, you've got that. Sondra, you've got the numbers?
Yep, she would
okay.
be an 8.
Okay. And so what we've got here, Wanda, is I'm going to go ahead and have her do a little numerology, then I'll give you an angel reading, and then we're going to run you right through the room because we got more people climbing aboard, and it's going to be a fun train ride. So go ahead and go on, Sondra.
Hi. So was it Wanda or Rhonda?
Wanda.
Wanda. I thought so. I just wanted to make sure I was catching that syllable there because, you know, over the phones and everything, you never know. Well,
yeah, Rhonda.
Wanda.
No, Rhonda with an R.
With an R. Okay, that's what I was trying to catch. Well, mm-hmm. Rhonda, your birth date tells me that you're a life path number of 8, which tells me that you're focused on learning the satisfactions of the material world. You know, your 8s tend to be very successful people. You're apt to be very independent, forceful, and competitive. But you tend to be real practical and down-to-earth as well. And like I said, that's what we get with your life path from your birth date. There are, you know, other things. When you go into numerology, your name that you were given at birth by your parents tells you different things in numerology. So there's a lot more to it. But basically with your life path, what it does is it helps me to get an idea of your character and you know, just kind of how basically your mind works. So does that sound pretty close to what you're like or...
Well, yes,
hello. Wanda, I think you're a tricky one. I think you're not just an 8. I also am feeling with the angels that you've got something going on here with a relationship. They're telling me I keep seeing a person that it's like I feel like they're like wanting to date you, or they're going out with you, and then it's like hot and cold. They keep showing me the remember the game when we were kids, the hot potato thing.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, and that's what's going on. And so in the energy and what we've got, you know, I love when Sondra said that with the numbers in you, because you have got it, but you're kind of a little bit of a teaser here. You're like, yeah, kind of maybe yes, it's me. Yeah, no, it's not. And the guys are going, you know, the really intense part is what's going on in your life right now. You are in a mood. You're changing things. You're not just pruning the weeds. You're going in and grabbing the garden by the neck and wrestling it to the ground. They're showing me you got. You've got some things happening here, and it's like the angels are telling me that you have also had some other financial stuff happen.
Yes.
And what the guys are wanting to have with you is they're wanting to strengthen you, and what they're showing me is that these next couple months, Wanda, are going to be really intense. One of the things is, can you say the person's name over the air on the radio, that's your relationship or the dating? There's something with this person.
Well, his name is Anthony, but we're not in a relationship, and we dated on and off, but right now we're not speaking, so.
Well, just, whoa. spank him, send him home. It sounds to me like you've got some things happening. I feel the energy. There's what they're showing me. Now, I got to be with you. I keep hearing a different name. You know, when the guys are talking to me with an R, like a Richard or something, there's another name they're talking. And I'll tell you part of this. Part of it with Anthony is that hot potato we're talking about. You and him, you have a love-hate thing, and I understand you're not talking, which they're talking, but they're also telling me what's going to happen here is you're shortly going to be able to get some of the answers you want, and it is with that numerology. Give Sandra his numbers. Let's see, can you give me his birth date numbers?
His birthday is January 29th, 1982.
Okay, and one thing I love about this, Wanda, you're one of our first-time callers, and you're getting a really great thing. We're showing you the difference of it. Call in again on the show another time because we have another person, Casey Kelly, does birth cards, and they'll come up with date of birth, and they'll tell you a regular deck of number in the card of the 52 cards, and it has some. I'm picking up astrology with you. I do a lot of astrology. If you get a chance, I would suggest doing an email reading. Sandra is one of our ones, and also Psychic Celeste. Pick one of us psychics, get one of our emails, and send to us both pictures, because then you get the really intense part. When we're doing what I'm reading here, the guys are telling me that you two are got some incompatibilities. There's something here about when you guys are verbalizing, passion is intense with you. I feel like you're like, woo, intense. But when it goes the energy, it also does the anger, and it's like you guys aren't speaking right now, and it's real chilled. But the guys are telling me that there's a little bit more than just incompatibility. It seems like you two are, you know, working through that. And so I would say from what I'm picking up, I feel that this relationship's going to go through some more rocky. But I think you kind of like that, too. You don't want a calm guy.
No, actually, I do. I don't like the rocky.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Ouch. Okay, Sandra, I was doing good. I thought I had it. Okay, Sandra, what do you get?
A part of that does fall into his numbers. With his birth date, you're giving me, he is a five. And fives tend to be very independent, very outgoing. You know, they don't tend to be the ones that you tie down as easily. And you're more settled where he is. He's more of a wild child. And with that five tendency, they tend to be very irresponsible and very self-centered, very much out there, not so much settled. The home life and everything doesn't come into play. And that's where I think there's a big conflict between the two of you, because I'm feeling like that's what you really want. You want more of the stability and more of the, you know, you want to be able to depend on him. And part of his five nature is he's going to be really kind of flitty and off running on his own.
Yeah. He has a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
And I'm falling right there with Jethro. I feel there is someone else and I almost get the feeling like they're sitting back and wait just to see what you've got coming, you know, to waiting for you to notice them. And that R is coming through to me too.
Really? Oh, wow.
And see, and I'm feeling like, Jethro, are you getting something? I'm getting something about August. There's some change that's coming, and August feels like a big transformation for her.
You still here?
Yeah.
No.
I still got you, Rhonda. Jethro, did we lose you?
Wow.
We got me back. We're trying to go. Okay. Psychic's gone wild. Leave me alone, Block Talk. Don't touch it. What we got happening is we got taken the host away, and I came back and found you. Wanda, what I love about it is keep calling in at 773-897-6461. And we are going to keep waiting to hear from you on what's going on. You got to let me and Sandra know. And please contact us. Just follow us if you hit that button. And we're going right on to the next caller. And we got 207. You've been waiting a while to talk to us. How are you doing, 207?
Hi there. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
How are you?
Good. How's your trip?
It was wonderful.
If you would say anything else, I'd have went, Cindy, I'm going to cry. You got to go to all these places.
What's happening next?
We got what's on here, and I don't know. I think you've probably met Sandra. I know you've listened to her on Living in the Psychic Realm.
Yeah.
And Sandra's going to go ahead and get your birth number so she can do a path number for you.
Okay, it's 7/12/1949. I think I'm a 33/6.
Wow. And as we're going through, I'm going to feel with the energy. What I feel that's going on with you, Cindy, is the guides are telling me that you have some other guide work happening, and you've got some things going there really strong. And one of those things is your energy seems to be really picking up, Cindy. They're telling me that you needed this. This was heart soul searching over there. You went over and you got some really intense energies that you needed.
Yes, I did.
Feeling it really strong, and I'm getting a lot of a very strong emotion, and I'm feeling here that you're the loved one you have on the other side said that you needed this. You went over there and you took your heart basically to a spiritual level. You did some more soul searching there.
Yes, I did.
That's what I'm really getting, and I really feel that they said the next level is that they're looking at starting for you to have a relationship. They're talking about that you've got people that are allies, you've got friends, you've got some business things that are working on now, but the next trip that they want with you now is to start a really serious towards a relationship.
Yoo-hoo, yay!
They're telling me, and I'm like, whoa. And Sandra, what are you getting?
She's right, Cindy, you are a six, which tells me especially that you are a very intuitive person because, you know, I'm a six, Jethro's a six.
Oh, wow.
But you're in good company.
We rock now.
We all have a very strong sense of responsibility. We're very, you know, we're very passionate about what we do, and that can be our asset or our downfall on all of us.
Right.
But we all, the sixes, we all tend to be very kind, sympathetic, and very compassionate people. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes that can get in our way as much as it helps.
Well, you know, I'm in a number six year also.
Oh, okay.
So it's a double whammy this year.
Mm. Oh, yep. See, and without getting into your full numerology, with just getting off of the birthdays and stuff, you know, it basically runs to the personality traits. And I know that we've talked before, and, you know, we do, I think we both tend to wear our heart on our sleeve. And,
yes.
And yet you get hurt, and it hinders us. But, yeah, there are, I feel like there are good things coming. There's definitely a change coming in the winds.
Oh, terrific.
Woo, we are all going to be good. Cindy's got to call again. Cindy's got to call again.
next phase.
Next phase. We thank you for calling in. We've got so many going. We're doing a little longer show. We thank each and every one of you. And we're going to take just a minute here because I have got myself tied up with my headset, and it's not pretty. Anyone who knows that Jethro is not real graceful, we're going to take just a few minutes here and listen to Faded Boys. And we'll be right back with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Sandra. Those of you 520-225-361-631, all hang on. Don't you run anywhere. We'll be right back to you.
Getting the and poppin', no need to slow up. G-Wiz, I don't fuck with black and yellow. Golden days, purple nights, I'm just here to Rockefeller. Whistle mellow, hello, let me tell you what my name is. Mr. Cali, but I'll show you what the grain is. A-plus, let me show you what the strain is. OG, only smoking on the greatest.
Crystal clear, blow a cloud to the sky. One puff ain't enough, no lie. Hit the Dutch, make the world get high. Greater boy, sky, game, let's fly.
Everywhere we go, we know where the party people at. In the air, we don't care, no matter where we at.
Thank you guys for listening in. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. That was Faded Boys. They were here and they are going to be back again. They were last time so very, very positive, very gracious, and really are bragging up our Kelly and her reading. We also are going to have Jennifer Grimm back. Expect a little more music tonight. I know there's a lot of you waiting. We're giving you a little bit. We're giving it out. So be nice to us. Remember, don't call us a name in the morning. No, I'm teasing you. Just keep going. Psychic Jethro's on with Psychic Sandra Green. And how you doing, Sandra?
Good. Enjoying the fun. Wild ride, as always.
It is. We've got about 8 callers. We're going to flip through you guys real quick, and we're going to talk to you, get a one-point question. I know you guys are all excited. We are, too. This is one of those little longer shows. You guys have been tuning in the week. Jethro only does an hour, and Kelly gets more. Well, now we're giving you a little more. So there. So you call me. We got some fun going on. We're having a great time. And I want to thank the last response that we got when I was on yesterday. You guys made me laugh so hard. I got an email, and I was told that the whole time I sound like a gurgly boy. So I want to tell you, gurgle, gurgle, because I don't know what that means. I know that sometimes the phones get Lulu. You know what? Yell at Blog Talk Radio. Yell at them. So what we're going to go right back in and do is we're going to go in with me and Sandra. We're doing some little bit of numerology. Sandra's giving you that. I'm giving you a little bit of a reading, and we're just having a really good fun time. We are also, before I forget, any of you who would like to be a part of the contest this week, you need to get into Psychic Chat, and you need to put down the note of the heart chakra. This is toning. This is musical. Anyone who's done this knows it's a C. I've had people write, is it a flat or is it a sharp? Take the class, you will know. Go ahead and have fun with it, because what we're doing psychically is those of you who've taken the class, I've had quite a bit of response, and I want to thank you. I really also want to promote with you that if you can't do the full amount of the class, write me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I will break it down. I know that sometimes in the month it's tight. I also raised a family, Sandra will tell you, and I know how it gets. So make sure. You guys have been patient. You've been on there quite a while, and you are up to bat 5-2-0. What do you know?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm happy to be talking with you. This is Lisa. Hello.
Lisa, I'm happy you're talking to us. This is Psychic Jethro and Sandra Green, another psychic and very good friend. And you're on Psychics Gone Wild, and you are not only happy, you've got energy. You better tell something. Spit it up. Tell us what's going on. It's so I could feel it.
It's okay. Go ahead, Lisa. I can just feel you bouncing off the wall.
My question is, do you see an increase in the money on work related? I'm out there keeping very busy and networking, making presentations, talking to different companies and organizations, and I wonder what you saw.
I do, and I'm going to have you give Sandra your birth number so she can see this type of year for you, a little path looking, because I see money with you. I'm sensing coins. I also see that you, I thank you for calling in. It's like you are, your energy is like, dun, dun, dun. You're all happy. You're like, I got to talk to the psychic, and the psychic's going, I get to talk to you. And we're both getting this energy. And what they're telling me, the guys, is that you are really, really strengthening up for what you intend to do. And I feel this year is going to be, I see two positive financial situations. So Lisa, give us the numbers real quick so Sandra can beat that calculator number and get that for you.
It's 920.
Okay.
What year?
52.
And I also see with you, Lisa, also happening, because I'm feeling that your angels have got you in a point where you're ready to just go out there and grab on to life again. You're doing, like you said, not only presentations, but I feel that you are ready to do some, I get some, like, I keep seeing, like, what I'm going to do is a Caribbean cruise. I'm seeing those kind of things. I keep seeing, first I thought it was the guide saying your ship has sailed in, but it's showing me that you're going to be doing some really intense positive stuff. You know, and it's very good. They're showing me that with the year. I really would encourage you to do like one of the, I've had a lot of people doing email readings right now, and that's one of the really good ones you can do. I'm doing for the Cancer Association. Those of you who send me an email reading and put down, let's help with that, I will donate the amount that we do to them and show you proof of it. But what we've got happening and what we're looking at for this today and what we're doing here is helping Lisa. And I've got a lot of promotion here for you, Lisa, that the guys are telling me that you have something else in business that you've been kind of cooking or stewing on. They keep showing me like you have some projects there that financially would be beneficial for you, like another business or a entrepreneur thing.
Yeah, I'm meeting someone to discuss that in a couple of weeks.
I get very good there. I get, woo, look out. Grab onto the wind because it's going to rock.
Oh, wonderful.
Very good. Sandra, what are you getting with the numbers?
Lisa, you are one, and what the basic of your numbers tells me is you're a very independent person. You're a very driven person. You're focused. You're very strong. You are a great leader. You don't necessarily always make the best follower because you do. You want that control and you want to be the one to guide it. But you are. You're very strong. You're very sorry, my brain just like clicked off for a minute. You're very focused, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And you were asking if you were going to get like a raise or anything, and what I'm feeling is it's not even so much you're getting a raise. I do feel like there's more money coming, but it's because you're so driven. You earned it. You earned every penny of it, and you're finally going to get what you deserve. I feel like sometimes you've felt like you're not appreciated as much as you should be, and I feel like you're driving forward, and you really are. You are. You're going to. There are people out there that see what you're worth, and you're finally going to actually monetarily get what you deserve.
Oh, you're hitting a lot of what I've been, including Jethro when he was picking up the clues. I've been working on a lot of manifesting.
Yeah. See, and like I said, numerically, it's the energy. You do. You have this energy. It's just like overwhelming. It's like I feel like I can just feel it bubbling, so I want to just go really fast. It's all this great energy around you. Sorry, if I get talking too fast, slow me down. But numerologically, you know, you're a one, you're driven, you were born that way. But as far as, you know, I also am a spiritual intuitive, and intuitively what I feel like is that you're finally coming into your own, and you're going to get that recognition and that praise that you've been striving for and that you deserve.
Blessings. Keep track, Lisa. Make sure you follow us. 773-897-6461. Call in. Let us know. And we're going to send a blessings to you. You made it my night, too. It was very nice to see someone who's working and doing so much effort. You're putting out so much positive. My blessings to you.
Definitely. Oh, and to you in return, thank you. Can I listen to your show?
Oh, please, don't you dare let us go.
Thank you.
No, I like it. energy. You're fun.
Sandra, leave her alone. You know how teasy you get. We like having with the fun people. We're having such a good time. I think Sandra stayed sober. No, we're all teasing. Sandra doesn't even party. We've got 225.
No, I don't drink. You know, that whole natural high from the energy is enough. I would hate to know what I'd be like without something else.
It's true. It's very true. 225, you're online.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
My birthday is May 1760.
Okay.
And I have a question about love.
Ooh, okay, give me your first name.
Jan.
Jan, I'm picking up with you that I feel like you're very, very much having okay, when I go to see with a person with you, I'm feeling some real pull here. I feel like there's part of you. It's like, is this a commitment or a relationship? I feel like there's a pull going on with you. Is this person, you're not a widow or something. There's something going on. I get a pull with you. I get a pull and an intense energy of between mind and heart with you.
You're just a guy, you know, that's around. I mean, there's no commitment there.
Okay.
Somebody I knew.
Okay, no, that's all right, Jen, and that's what I'm getting here. And I'll tell you why I'm getting that physically, and what the guys are telling me. You know, it's like I feel that you would like to have it go with this relationship, and there's where the things are happening. But it's your heart's going okay. You'd like the relationship, but mind-wise, they're telling me, Jen, that there's something else kind of happening here. This person is, you know him, like you said, and knew him, but it's like there's something else kind of going here in the energy. It seems to be going to something else.
I don't know.
Okay.
And
I've got that going on, and I'm like, Sandra, go ahead with the numerology, and I'm going to read a little bit more into this. Just stay with us a little while, because I'm going to figure out what your guys are doing. Sometimes the guys like to make me work, and I want to complain, but it does me no good. So I'm going to have Sandra read a little bit, and then I'll tell you what else I'm getting.
Well, I'm excited because I get that you're a life path of 11, and 11 is one of those special numbers. I mean, when you're doing numerology, pretty much you add everything. You usually reduce it to a single-digit number. 11 is one of those special numbers that you don't mess with. You leave it as an 11. And 11 people tend to be very, very much more aware. Are you a gifted, you know, do you have your own psychic gift in yourself?
No, I just real keen. That's all I
see. And part of being an 11 and everything, I get that you're intuitive. I think that maybe there's a certain block or a fear there that you're not letting it in. I think if you opened yourself up, you'd be a very intuitive person. And the 11 really lends to helping you with that. You tend to have a good insight into the deeper meanings in life and
right.
And the deeper feelings. You know, you tend to get a feeling for how people are and how people relate to you. And part of that falls into being 11. On the negative side, being 11 and 11, though, you can be a little more guarded. You have, you know, you're a little more nervous and tentative about just jumping into things. And that all
right.
falls into your life path.
Right.
On top of that, you know, you were talking about the relationship. And as soon as you started talking relationships with Jethro, intuitively what I'm feeling, I feel like there's some kind of a fear there, like you've been hurt. And there's something that's keeping you from moving forward. Like you're even like kind of pulling back and stopping yourself. You're second guessing. Okay, is he really the right one? Do I really feel this for him? You know, or am I just going to get hurt if I move forward?
Right.
Is that where you're
right.
at? Okay. That's kind of what I'm feeling. It's like, you know, your heart is very guarded right now. And,
yes.
you know, until you're ready to move through that and open up, you're going to have those issues with relationships. I do feel like there's a good person out there, that you're a good person and you deserve to let yourself be happy, but you're afraid to let yourself be happy.
Aww. You're right.
Very much. That's very good, and I love that, you know, and you're like you said with that, with the things. Thank you, Sandra, because you've got a lot more into it. I would suggest, as we're going through this with the other part, too, that I love what she's saying, that I feel this other relationship for you is going to be, I feel there's going to be one there. I didn't get the name of the gentleman you're looking towards, but they're telling me in 2 months you're going to be with someone. They also keep showing me a very nice car. I mean, this person's got a very nice car. For a psychic and what we're doing on the radio, they give it to us that way. I encourage you to follow us, play along with us, call 773, and I got to get your first name again.
Sharon.
Sharon, I thank you. I feel like you're a very, very good person. I also would like some time to kind of have where we could talk with you, because you've got a gift where you sometimes do deja vu. You know, and you send stuff before it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really gifted.
I've all been here 11.
And it's just rocket. It's like, Sharon, you know, we probably should have you on as a guest, because what we're getting to, and the guys are saying with you, is that you've got some really sense and abilities. So we welcome you. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We hope we helped. We're going to go right into the next one. We've got you guys calling in. You're going on the phone. Psychics Gone Wild. Psychics Gone Wild. So we're going to go to 631. Are you ready to go?
Oh, hi. This is Gloria.
Gloria, hi. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. What you wanted, my birthday is May 14, 1954.
Okay. And Gloria, I feel with you that there's some financial here.
There's some financial? Financial what?
Positive. Financial, just the word. I'm just going to throw it at you until you say what. No, I'm teasing you. What I'm getting, Gloria, is that they're saying financial. They're telling me that there's going to be some positive change in some of the financial there. But you work real hard. They're telling me that you, the money you make there, you work for it.
I do.
I'm like, well, your guys, you know, I'm trying to be nice, and they're just like slap it out there like a fish on my head, and it's like, she works hard for her money. I'm like, okay, I like that song. And it's like,
I'm hearing it, you
know, and they're teasing us in the chat room. Yes, I listen to Motown. I listen to any kind of music I can get. Some days I just grab it and turn it to country, and then I just go back and forth. So if I'm not sad, I'm not happy, I'm not mad, I'm twisting, I'm shaking, I'm shouting, I'm doing it. So that's why I'm Jethro. And Gloria, what I'm teasing them, and they're sorry, you have to go. I had to give it to them. They started it. But
okay.
Could
I ask you my question?
Yes, please.
Okay, what do you see for me in the future as far as do you see me meeting someone?
Oh, the biggie.
He teases us with money and then asks us about people.
What are you?
If I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask the important question.
That's why we love you, Gloria. You're in the right group. We go right for the goodies, and we go, here we go. Because they're telling me there that there is going to be very much with that, and they're telling me that your angel's telling me now, we just had someone who's kind of working through energies. I feel with you, what I really feel better is that they're going to have this person they're talking about relationship. I feel with you, Gloria, you are going into another cycle. You're kind of, I got to tease you, you're kind of like a hurricane. I'm dealing with this Florida Debbie out there being crabby, and I've got you, you're like all calm and they think of the eye, but you've got a lot of energy, and they're telling me in relationship, you need to catch someone that's like you. They said that the guys are telling me relationships there. Sandra, are you getting a time frame on this, or do you feeling what I'm feeling?
I'm feeling like she's looking too hard. You need to kind of step back and see what comes to you. And because you're actually out there seeking it is why you're not finding it. Does that make sense?
No, maybe.
Guys are playing with us, too, because you're also an 11. And you 11s, you're very intuitive, but you're also very stubborn.
What do you mean I'm an 11?
Numerologically, with your birth date, when I add up the numbers in your birth date, it gives me what is called your life path number.
Uh-huh.
And you are a number 11. And 11s are kind of a special number because, you know, you think, oh, well, if you're reducing to a single-digit number, you'd be a 2. No, you're not. You don't reduce an 11 because 11s are very, like I said, it's one of the what they call a master number. And so you do tend to be a little more intuitive. Sometimes you're dreamers. Sometimes, you know, if you haven't really explored the realm of your psychic abilities, they'll kind of come to you in little ways, and you just got to pay attention. But 11s are very strong people. And you can pretty much do whatever it is you set your mind to in life. But it also makes you very stubborn. And I do. I'm feeling that you're wanting a relationship so badly that you're looking too hard. You know, it's kind of like you can't see the forest for the trees.
Okay.
You kind of need to just step back and see what comes to you.
I think it's cool. But then I'm a Scorpio, Gloria, and I like to be wild. We are doing psychics go wild. And what I do see with it, I thank you with the call, and I hope we've helped you. I do see a relationship with it, you know, and I do see she's saying, so we got a little bit of difference here. In my time, they're telling me that this is more into, I see like September, and I'm getting it, but I also see that it's intense, and I see what you are is a person that's really positive, ready. And I, you know, Sandra's saying she's seeing it doing it. So call 773-897-6461 again and tell us what we did right and what we did wrong.
Okay.
Blessings to you, Gloria. We've got so many people, we've got it coming out of our noses, and it's not pretty because I got a tired nose. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank all of you for being silly and being fun. We got so many people waiting. We're going to take it. I know you guys are really excited. We've got an hour and a half show, so relax. We'll get to you. Do you know what we're going to do? Yeah. And we turned around, and we've got Psychic Jethro and Sandra Green. Sandra Green, when we've been going through this, let everybody know how they can get one of those great readings from you.
The best way to contact me is by email, and you can reach me at yosammy, which is W-Y-O-S-A-M-M-Y, at gmail.com. I am running a great numerology special. I will do all of your numbers, your life path, my brain just goes blank. I'll do your life path. We'll do a perspective of the rest of 2012, and I can basically tell you, you know, what all your numbers mean, how your birthday affects who you are, what your expression number is, and your expression number comes from your name, the name that you were born with, that your parents gave you, that they put on that birth certificate. Even if you've married, if you've changed your name, you always want to go back to your birth name, and it tells us different areas of and different characteristics of your personality and how they affect you as well. I'm doing a $25 full numerology reading special through July. I'm also doing just regular intuitive email readings for $10 through July. So, yeah, get a hold of me at yosammy@gmail.com. I've also got some great Florida water that I've got a very limited supply, so the first people who get a hold of me, I've got $13 plus shipping on this really amazing Florida water. Hopefully Jethro can attest to that. I've just shared some with him recently. And we'll get some of that out to you to help with the cleansing and help to get you moving forward.
Great. And when I thank everyone, they can get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. We have quite a few people in there. We've got people doing numbers in the chat room. We've got them doing readings. We've got a lot of other activities going on. And I want to thank you. We're going to go right into the next caller. And it's 513. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you yourself?
Great. You've called Psychic Jethro at Psychic's Gone Wild?
Yes. And actually, I wanted to ask, do you sense anybody from the other side trying to get in touch with me?
All right. You've got me and Sandra Green, and I do feel that you have I'm going to have you say your first name so I get permission from your guides to read you.
Yes, Tyrone.
Okay. Tyrone, I do feel that you have had a family member or something going on here. They're trying to there's something that happened here. There's something that's gone on. I do feel there's something. Cassandra, what are you picking up here with Tyrone?
It feels like there's a younger male that passed fairly recently. Tyrone, what am I picking up?
No, I haven't had anyone recently.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's relative on the other side, too, but it seems pretty fresh, at least on their end.
Well, and that's what I keep getting, too.
I've been doing this family tree on my Ancestry.com, and I was trying to find information on my biological grandmother on my father's side, who I've never known, and he never known his mother. She died when he was an infant, and he never got to know his mother. And I'm trying to find out new information and more about her. I wonder, could that have anything to do with it?
Thank you.
Mm. I wonder, and I keep picking up, and I got to tell you, I thought it was a male who'd been in a car accident or something. And what I keep getting, Tyrone, what I get with you is I feel like you've got other energies doing this. They're wanting you to do some of it. You are also going through not just this search, but you're going through a spiritual search with you. You have a very strong energy. You're one of those people that you can go in and turn lights on, you know, when you're in an energy. You can, you know what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You're
It doesn't necessarily feel like a blood relative, but somebody that considered you family.
Hmm.
And I am. I'm also picking up that there was some kind of an accident, and it was cut very short, very suddenly.
Hmm.
But yeah, this young male, he does. He has great affection for you. Tyrone, give me your birth date. Let me get some better insight here. Let me get your life path and see where I go from there.
1/24/58.
Okay, that makes you a 3. Okay, that explains a lot with your energy, because see, 3s tend to be very social, very creative. You're very outgoing.
You are correct. You're correct about that.
Trees tend to be the entertainers, you know, your singers, your actors. They're very, very gifted and very creative people.
Okay.
Verbal speaking, acting, you know, you're very much out there, you know. And you like that. I feel like you really draw on that ability, and that, you know, you are very much a people person.
Yeah, I've been told that.
And that may be it, too. I mean, like I said, I don't necessarily feel like this young man that Jethro and I are feeling, he doesn't necessarily feel like blood family. It may be someone that you've touched in a way you don't even realize you touched him. That
good
comes back.
Point.
Very
good point.
And so, but he is. He feels. I feel. And correct me, Jethro, if you're feeling different. It feels like he feels very protective of you.
I do. I feel that. And I've got to tell you. I mean, this is an area of a channeler and an energy. And I want to thank you, Tyrell, because I do feel that I do like. I feel like we're getting with this person. And I would. I want you to call in July 14th. Our show that Saturday night, because we'll have Patty Negree, and this is an area. She does a lot of TV, you know, and a lot of areas with that, you know, every one of us have our different fortes. I do a lot of channeling. A lot of times I will do it through Skype with a person so I can see, too, and hear, because what we're getting is we're hearing. And I do think that, you know, Tyrell, I really would encourage you with that. I also am getting here with you that what I see in the physical realm is you've got a lot of positive opportunity. We're having a lot of people tonight. You notice this, and this is it depends on the energy. Obviously, tonight we've got a lot of people that you've got some business ideas here. I feel it.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're going to be really good. They're also telling me that you're going to end up having some other things that you really wanted to go right for you here. And they keep telling me the best 2 weeks of really positive here is coming up for you in July, and I feel that and see that real strong. And we're going to go ahead, you guys. Tyrell, I want you guys all to hang on. We're going to turn around and give you a few minutes with me and talking with Sondra. Then we're going to do one song, and we've still got 727-520-524. Hang on, guys, because we're still going here strong. We're taking a little bit tonight. This is Psychics Gone Wild. You guys can get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. We've got a lot of callers that we've had. We've got a little bit more we're going to do, and we're still going to be here for a while. So, Sondra, I want you to tell me, we were discussing the other night, one of the theories that people are having is that those of you who are living out there in Wyoming are going to have beachfront property. And then I had other psychics who told me from other places we were not going to be getting that. What is your opinion of the earth change?
See, there's been a real difference. I've noticed a lot, especially more down when I went to Colorado, there was a lot more difference in the air and in the climate than I'm used to. I mean, just the difference between going to Colorado to Wyoming, I was having a lot of, you know, like sinus and throat issues and really feeling a difference in the pollen, in of course the smoke down there from all the fires doesn't help. But there's, it definitely feels like it's affecting more into Colorado. I don't think I feel it as much in Wyoming. And as far as us ending with beachfront property, I mean, I've heard all those things and I've heard about, you know, where the Continental Divide is and everything. I just don't feel like that's really coming. I think,
and she said you got spiritual energy. And then she said,
hello, Tyrell. We got, how are you doing? So what do you think about that?
He's right here. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes.
No, you're fine. You guys are having a good time out there. I love it, too. We've got you still as our guest on, and we just want to get your opinion. We were talking here about the earth changes. Do you feel that we're going to have water come in like the arms of a waves and grab half of the United States and go, mama spanked you? Or do you feel that we're going to have pretty much the energy is going to stay in the planet going with that? We're asking different ones, and we're all kind of putting our opinion. We have a big a poll right now on our psychic work that a lot of the psychics predicted there would be earth changes, but they said like that there was going to be like the United States was almost going to be cut in half. And
yeah, and that's, I feel like they're going to get it more east of us. Colorado and Wyoming, we're dying for the water right now. It is so dry here.
Exactly.
It's not even funny.
And yeah, that's
but
what
yeah,
I was
I know
feeling.
That,
yeah.
And you're feeling that? And what are you thinking about that? Tyro, go ahead.
I just think like with like I said, here in Ohio, when we set the record yesterday, like at 103 degrees, and we haven't had that type of weather since before I was born. They said last time we got that hot was in 1944. And then you hear about this Colorado fires and everything. I think half of it, I think we're going to lose half of it by wasting away, by burning away, and the other half is going to be saved by the water.
That makes sense, and I feel this with you. I'm going to tell you, you've got a very strong sense, and I do apologize. Normally, I let people just listen in, but I just felt that, and the guy said ask you, so I put you back on. I love the fact that you guys were exchanging the phone back and forth, so tell her I'm sorry, but I just wanted to get your opinion on this, because what we're doing, and I agree with you very much, is we're in those times, and what's really intense to see with everyone is, you know, an earthquake and the other intensity. The thing is that, like we've been having, look at these temperatures. You know, you're very much on it, and that's what a lot of us are doing. I had Psychic Chef on 2 weeks ago, and his big thing is none of this is going to happen. You know, he pretty much is like, none of that's going to change. And it's like, well, here in the United States, we're sure seeing it, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was just listening this morning that China just had a mudslide and lost over 52 people, and so many people are missing there.
Yeah. What I find so scary about it is, you know, you go back to your Bible, you look at, you know, what we were warned about, you look at, you know, what the Bible says about the tsunamis, the typhoons, the fires, the earthquakes.
Exactly.
I think we're being warned, you know.
Exactly. Not being able to tell one season from another.
Yep.
Or you never know what's coming, you know.
Exactly.
Are you a Capricorn too? You two are like so scaring me. Could you just be good? You know Jethro's going to have nightmares. Thanks.
Well, you just have to look at the way people are treating each other. We need to treat each other better. You know, the greed, the jealousy, you know, all of those things. All you're doing, I had a very, very wise, wonderful woman who was very dear to my heart once tell me that all that the jealousy and the hate does is corrodes the pot that it's kept in. And so, you know, when you hold those things in, you're hurting yourself. And unfortunately, that seems to be what our society is about.
Mm-hmm. And what's scaring me nowadays is how even the young folks, they have no remorse, no fear of, you know, it's just... Same way with the little school monitor on the bus, how them little kids just bullied her and teased her. Just hurt me to my heart to see that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have no personal pride. They have no self-respect. My father has preached this to me for years that, you know, if people have no self-respect, how are they going to respect someone else?
Exactly. See, that's what I like, that old school philosophy. I love that.
I love
and my dad
too.
Is from back in Ohio, so, you know where I got it
from.
Oh,
there you go.
And Casey Kelly, you're on the air. What do you feel about old school?
About old school. Oh, boy. Well, I am old school. What can I say? You're not that old.
Okay. Everybody on this ship is grounded, and we're trying to get it to go. Now, you guys, but we're right. You're actually right. I agree with you very much. And 727, you're live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hi. Is it me you're speaking to, 727?
Yeah, yes. You never thought it would happen.
I don't know if you have more than one 727. So, actually, a pretty interesting discussion. I actually feel that we do need to appreciate each other more, more gratitude rather than attitude. And I think people will see enough earth changes where we will have food shortages, and there people will be a lot more grateful for what they have and thankful.
His name is Jeff.
I agree, and I feel here, and I want to thank you. If you'll just give us your first name and your date of birth, we'll give you your reading. I thank you for calling in. I can feel you behind going, you're like, which 727?
I am. My name is Rosemary. My date of birth is 17th of January, 1950.
Great, Rosemary. I thank you. And you've got Psychic Jethro and Psychic Sandra Green. And what we're looking here at is we're going into the energy with you. I feel like you've had some other stuff kind of go on a little bit here. They're showing me that I feel like you've had to, you've got the right heart. You're right into what we're talking about and doing the energy. But I feel like you've had to kind of go through some strengthening of your own. You haven't had an easy life.
No, but you know, when you look back on all the things that happen, they're to steer you in the right direction. And the idea is to take from that and become a better person and to do what basically what God wants you to do. I think we spend so much time fighting. You know, it's like relationships. People determined to have somebody that's no good for them. So, you know, guess what? It'll just keep being no good until you get it and move on and realize that there's a divine purpose for you and the plan is much better than you think it is. And when you start accepting what you are, who you are, where you're supposed to go, instead of fighting it, your life opens up a lot more. And that's kind of the deal. It's just accepting it, that there is something greater and better for you and trust in it and know that it's going to happen. And that's the basics of it. And plus, you know, you're right. We've lost sight of so much on this. Well, we lost sight of the reasons of why we're here on the planet. And the only time that people actually really understand that is when you love somebody that dies, and then there's no possession, no money, no anything that you wouldn't give to get that back. And that really brings you back to a reality check of what's really important. Not what you own, not what you think you can have, but what love is about and why we're here in the first place. And, you know, when people start to understand that, then we'll all get it together. Because we've been killing each other since the beginning of time, and we have all kinds of comfort and all kinds of things that we have now, you know, and we still didn't get it. We haven't gotten it yet. So that's just my thought, but that's how I feel about that.
I agree with you very much, Rosemary. And Sandra, what did you find out with her numbers?
Oh, Rosemary, you're a six. Right in there with
yes, I'm definitely a six. Right. I know that.
Yeah, it was very intuitive, and I caught that, and it's funny because you actually what you were saying, you touched on a lot of things that Jethro and I were talking about personally in a private conversation. You know, you just have to appreciate the people in your life because, you know, once they're gone, what does it matter what they had? You're
exactly
missing that soul in your world. You know, you need to appreciate people while they're there.
Exactly.
And it's very sad because, unfortunately, our world and our society has become so materialistic that all people see is what's in it for them and not how they're affecting others in their lives. You know, the people that love them and the people that want to be there and care about them, you know, give them a chance because you're so, you know, there's so many people there being so worried about, you know, what do I get or how, you know, how is this going to affect me that they don't see what they're doing to everyone else that cares about them too.
Exactly.
So it's a very sad state.
Very much, and I
but,
do
yeah,
feel with
you.
Rosemary,
you are. You're very intuitive in yourself. I feel like, you know, you have some great points. And you're very much a leader. I can feel that.
I'm a what?
You're very much a leader. You know, you're the type of person that people want to listen to. They want to follow, and you have that great quality about you.
Thank you. I'm a psychic reader.
Yay!
I kind of got that. The six, a sixes. You know, we got to stick together, right?
And I don't usually. I like to call in sometimes. Different. I've never called into this show. I like to call in because, you know, oh God, you. I know when you get readings. I mean, this is not for anybody out there listening. That I'm not criticizing it, but you know, sometimes people call and they say, I want to know what my boyfriend's thinking right now. Oh my God. You know, there are so many important things, you know what I mean? There's some important things that you should worry about, get your life straight.
Exactly.
And some of the things that I have been asked, I could write an answer.
Yeah, you're worried
about.
Tyrone,
let's tell her what those guys are thinking about.
They're foreclosing on your house, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you're
exactly
worried about
priorities,
you know.
And
yeah,
we got them
exactly
going. Cool. And so we got there. Are you back, Sandra?
Yeah. I was being beeped. Am I being censored now? No.
It says, guys, me and Tyrone, are you still here? We can tell them what us guys are thinking. But then they get on the cranky and they want to call the psychic. And I laugh because it just makes me go, exactly what you said, Rosemary. I've done this for close to 30 years. The really ironic thing that I noticed, and especially late night on the psychic lines, is just what you said. And then there's ones who just want to, like you said, call in and just tease. I thank you for calling us because I can feel you not only got your ability and you really got your strengths, but you're looking to do some things here later in the life. And I thank you for calling us. The guys are saying that you are looking at some things you want to do in your life, and you're really a good quality, not only reader, but really in the perspective of helping others. You're one of our white beacons.
Yeah, I do think that that's important. And it's, you know, the biggest thing is humility. It's, you know, when you can't do anything in ego. You have to check yourself. You have to make sure that you're not. It's just so many things. You know, it's. And hopefully, you know, I know I'm on the right path now. But you know, I've done things I shouldn't. Who hasn't in your life that I shouldn't have done? Been places. I mean, my God, I was a wild child in my youth, you know. But I'm a much better girl now. So now I wanted to ask you one question. Do you see me traveling out west here before the summer is out?
Sandra?
It feels familiar. It does. I, if you don't have it planned already, you need to plan it and come out to Wyoming. We'd love to have you out here.
No, Florida. We're not
no,
west.
That's what I was
talking
about. No, I was thinking out west was more towards California. I'm thinking I'm going to get an opportunity to go visit there regarding business, okay? And I've had a couple of people tell me that, yes, it's going to be, but you know how that is. It could be, you know, spirit time is, it's like when people go, when do you see the man coming for me? And then he arrives 2 years later, not 6 months later, you know? You know, it's that kind of thing. And sometimes when people tell you stuff, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a month from now. It might be next year or so. I'm just curious.
I keep hearing like September. I keep August, September. Like the end of August, first part of September, there's something changing. And I am definitely hearing that you know, you're very driven. You're on the right path. You're focused, and you're headed in the right direction. You know what you need to do, and you have the vision. You're going to get there.
Yeah,
and
I think
so. It sounds like August, September, something headed westward. Like
good.
Come through Wyoming.
And something exciting for me to you know, add a bit of excitement to my life with, I mean, I've got to the point, I'm going to tell you something funny before I get off the phone. I turn off my phone at night, and I used to leave it on because I have this fear that what if something happens in the family? You know how that is, you know, something in the middle of the night, and somebody's going to call you, and, you know, so I used to leave it on. But I had somebody call me one time, a customer, who woke me up at 2 a.m, this was a while ago now, and crying about the boyfriend left. And I'm not going to use the language I used, but I told her, you know, somebody better be dead if you're calling me and waking me up at 2 in the morning. The boyfriend is still going to be gone at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, so you can call me then. Just like, exactly. So I turn my phone off at night now when I go to bed, because I don't want people waking me. I would gladly help somebody who's, if somebody died. I absolutely would. But you don't call me.
My folks are getting older, and so my parents were actually in a car accident a couple of weeks ago, and thank God they weren't injured or they weren't hurt, you know. They're worried about the fact the car is totaled, but, you know, the car can be replaced. So because of those things, I'm always afraid. And I have these friends that, you know that I'm a late-night person. They'll call at 2 in the morning because they need the help. So I have a fear of turning my phone off.
I used to be. I'm not so bad now. I do. Are you a Reiki practitioner?
I'm not.
Kelly actually is.
Well, I have to tell you, my father and mother, my dad, they both have heart problems. They're 87. And I do Reiki. I became a Reiki master, 19 years ago. And when I first started that, I could do it, but over the years, I see health problems. I see past lives of all things. You know, that just came out of the blue. But I have been working on my parents for the last 3 weeks here, every single day, over their photograph, Hansha Seshonan, you know, sending them long-distance healing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? My dad is improved like you don't know. I talked to my father yesterday, and he doesn't have the backache he's had. He's had chest problems. My mom and dad are doing better, and I wish I'd started it before. It's not that I don't do long-distance healing, but I was thinking, like, with your parents, because they're so precious to us, you know, that long-distance healing would help a lot. And if you you have my phone number there, if you would like to call me sometime and include their names, I will send them healing also. I'm doing it every day here for my dad. Won't make any difference.
Thank you so much.
To send a couple more, have more people in the picture.
Rosemary, yeah. You're a sweetheart. We're keeping you. We're not going anywhere. You got to be a lifer with us and come on the show with us. All three of the regulars are on. Kelly's on. Sandra's on. I'm on Psychic Jethro, and I've got your number. I'll pass it on to Sandra. And you know, you're welcome, Rosemary, to get a hold of me at 928-284-0437. And we'd love to have you on as a guest. And blessings to you.
Well, you're welcome, but I didn't get you. You have to give me that phone number again. I didn't get it.
An attractive woman wants my phone number. I'm so happy. I go there. But we got to make my day. 928.
Okay.
284.
Okay.
0437.
0437. Okay, like all the pens never work. Okay.
It's also on the blog website.
284, what was the other? I can't even read it here. 284, what else?
Are you having a party without me? 0437.
0437. Now I got it. Yes, Jethro, right? Is it Jethro?
Psychic Jethro, yeah.
What an interesting, you know what, your name's interesting. You're highly sexed as well, Jethro, I can tell. I can tell by that. I'm looking at your thing. You have a stubborn streak. You have, you're very lucky in life, though, too. You'll never hit rock bottom.
Thank you.
You're a charmer. You're not, let me ask you this. Are you a Libra?
Libra Moon, you're right, the charmer. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, you are so much. Oh, God. Run, girls.
I love that.
I've known him for 20 years. I agree.
No, it's a funny thing. Anybody's really known. I was laughing earlier. They were asking in this thing about the Motown sound, and I came from a really cow town. I come from a town that was all country, and we laughed. One of my fondest memories was like, 3 or 4 years old, we had a place called Woods Landing. We went to dance, and I said, all right, everybody, get ready. And they played Wipeout, and I was like 4 years old doing the twist, dancing. And I remember my family, there was all these, you know, kids, and I exactly what you said there, because my mom was like, you know, she always called me my name. A lot of my brother and sister would call me Jeff. And she's like, Jethro, it's time to go. Jethro. And I was like, we got women. I'm ready. I'm, you know, I'm 4 years old. And the other thing I'll tell you
and
is my
son inherited it. His son would tell people I was his girlfriend.
Yeah,
so,
the Scorpio
oh,
son.
Oh, I can
was,
believe that. I can believe Oh, I think, yeah, I think Jethro's, you should be in the entertainment world. You know, I know Blog Talk Radio, it's a pity it's not more extensive than it is, but, yeah, and it's expensive to have a regular radio show too.
And I've been praying
so
on
here,
it.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am on Facebook, and I don't know if I should give you my name on the phone. But I don't know how many
but
people.
Let me tell
listen.
You. Go looking. We have a group. It's called Psychic Chat, or
okay.
You know, Sandra Green, S-A-U-N-D-R-A Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. Find me. Find Jethro. I would love to have you join our Psychic Chat group. We try and address a lot of the learning issues and help encourage people in the psychic world, and I think you would be a wonderful addition to that group. So
okay,
please,
so I'm on LinkedIn as well,
okay.
And I joined everything on there. I joined things just since having time. You know, it's really having time to do it. And needless to say, I don't have a date here. This is what I'm doing on Saturday night. Thank you very much.
I think
so, yeah, that would be fun. Yes, Andrew Green.
I'm on the radio, and then I have guys asking me out because of the radio. It's like, okay, wait a minute.
Well,
you know what I don't like? I don't care for online dating. I just kind of think it's unnatural. No, it's unnatural because even if you think you've got a connection, when you meet the person, 9 times out of 10, you don't fancy them at all. They're kind of... You think, oh, God, you would have never gone out with that person had you actually met them in the real world and that energy is exchanged in front of you, you know? So, and
there's
the online
strange things that go on. Yeah, exactly. There are so many strange things that go on with online dating. I was talking to a friend of mine today that was like, oh, I met this guy. What do you think? She sends me his picture. It's like, you don't want to go there. You know, there's just something creepy about it. And so, yeah, I mean, you get so much more when you're face-to-face.
And we've got you 520. We've also got you in. I know you've waited. You're going to let you come in and play with us. You're on the phone with us live on Psychics Gone Wild. You've got Psychic Jethro, Sandra Green, and Rosemary. How are you, 520?
Oh, hi. You had talked to me, and I had asked if I could listen to your show.
And you're glad. I'm glad you listened. I wanted to make sure you weren't asleep.
No, I'm becoming educated.
And Rosemary, it's all up to you now. We're teasing
oh,
you.
Oh, really?
You're one of us now. We love you, and thank you for listening. And you got to watch. I like playing with the button, so I will kind of check back. Ask Tyrone. He's had to get a couple times I woke him up. We have about 18 people listening. We've got about a lot more than that on the other side that haven't called in. I want to thank all of you guys. We are having such a blast. I'm going to take just a second here because I want to, in honor of our Jennifer Grimm, you know how I love her music, we're going to play a few minutes of her music, and then we'll be right back to end the show. Thank you guys for listening to Psychics Gone Wild. Let's just give Jennifer a little bit of time.
And here you are by my side.
And thank you, guys. We took that little bit of minute there, got everything back in. We're still here on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got Psychic Sandra Green, and we've got Rosemary here, and we're talking up a storm. And any of you guys who want to tune in, we've got a little bit of time left. We've had a really fun time on Psychics Gone Wild. I thank you guys. I just had to do that for Jennifer. I always, as everyone knows, really do promote the new musicians. Anyone that wants to do help or send with us, we're welcoming any guests. We are looking and really promoting what we've got happening for July is it's going to get hot. We've got a lot of variety. We've got a lot of people up. I want to put out some prayers right now for Psychic Celeste. She's in a very sad situation and with some family that matters, and we want to really put out that energy to her to be supportive and help her through this so that she has the strength. Those of you who know and have ever really experienced anything with Psychic Celeste, she's probably one of the most positive and most sensitive people I know. Very, very gifted. I was fortunate enough to be a roommate at their house, and the funny thing is, you know, she's one of those people that lives and breathes psychic. So you, those of you who know, as we were talking with me and Sandra and Rosemary earlier, it's a different set of life. It's one of those really good things that you love, but you also get it where it gets you really going. Rosemary, we were talking earlier a little bit here. You pretty much have been a reader. Give us a little bit. I can feel with your Reiki and the energies we're talking, but you were sensing with me and some things. What are you sensing with Sandra?
Sandra is attracts relationships, fixer uppers. She's way too giving with the kind. You know, like I'm not saying that you attract alcoholics, but you know when people attract an alcoholic, well, you kind of overlook their fault and you work on people and you put up with things that you shouldn't put up with. And then you're the kind of person that is, it's not the big stuff that bothers you, it's the little stuff. It's like you, if someone can hurt you easily with saying the wrong thing, there might be something really small. And I think that you're, like, very sensitive to issues. But you, when it comes to attracting partners, you put up with way too much shit. And I'm gonna, can I say shit? Who said shit on the phone? And the words, here's the words for you. Paint the word no on your forehead, because people take advantage of you, and you're just way too kind. It's very Amen. Hard. It's hard to say no to people because you have a good heart, but there is a point where you go, I don't care what it is you're going to ask me. The answer is no. You have got to say no more often, Sandra. You just, your energy in that is taken up with helping people, and not everybody is deserving of your help, okay?
Thank you.
Very good.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Jethro?
Very much. 646, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got Psychic Jethro, we've got Sandra Green Psychic, we've got Rosemary, and we're here for you.
I'd like to know if I can read one of the psychics.
Oh, which one of us are you going to pick?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Pick Sandra.
Well, Rosemary just made me cry. So
pretty bad.
You guys are honored. Oh, my goodness.
So what is that lady's name? What is your name?
Name's Lady Sarah.
Lady Sarah.
Oh, Lady Sarah. Oh, I like that. Oh, just a second. Let me think about you a moment. Okay, Sarah, do you have a job?
You didn't answer my question. So no, the answer is no.
Did
you ask me a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know if I could read one of the psychics. I just really came in here cold, which is great. I don't know anybody there. I've never called into the show before. And
welcome.
Thanks.
I think you should read Jethro, Lady Sarah.
All right. And, you know, here's another thing about it is that, you know, this is great for the archives, too, is that, you know, I'm not a professional psychic. I am trained as a spiritual medium, but, you know, it's not like I'm here wanting to, like, give business to myself. It's just... I just would like to do that.
No, bless you. And I love what you're doing.
People that are always wanting to learn.
Yes. And
Jethro
think...
will be fine. Can I hear his voice?
Sure. Got me all excited. I love reading. Lady Sarah, this is Jethro E. Smith.
Can you do something, Jethro, for me? Can you focus on somebody that you know at least one person. It can be a, archetypal teacher or somebody that you know personally in the spirit planes.
Okay.
And you focus on them, so you're asking them personally this question.
Mm-hmm.
And then can you, do you have a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen near you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you write down, it's really three questions, but maybe we don't have time for that. Maybe it's just one.
Okay.
And write that down, and then sign your name at the bottom, and then fold the piece of paper in half, hold it to your solar plexus, and
okay.
Tell me when you're finished doing that.
Okay. Okay, Lady Sarah, I'm there.
Okay. This may sound strange, but I'm seeing a beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the beach ball is, first of all, that it's not really something that we use right now anymore. Nobody uses it as a toy anymore, even as a toy. In fact, you can't even find it in the supermarket. So the question that you asked has something to do with something that's been outdated and no longer really useful, except that to you, it has significance. And I'm seeing the colors very clearly of red and white.
Mm-hmm.
And also the thing about this toy is that it doesn't really work the way that you wanted it to either. You're disappointed with it. So I'm seeing something about you in your childhood that's connected to the question. Maybe
mm-hmm. Maybe
you don't even know that this is the core of the issue, and maybe it is not the core, but it's something to do with something in your childhood that you really wanted. You know, you really wanted it because it represented, toys represent happiness to children. We minimize that, but in the world of a child, you know, that the promise of a toy, that's sometimes the things are not toys. For example, you know, one of the things I wanted as a toy as a child was a real piano that worked.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it isn't even a toy. I'm just trying to, I think they're showing me something that was, you know, was fun. And you really wanted it in your life, and it just wasn't ever, does this make any sense to you, first of all?
It is making sense, and it's all relating. You're right about the person in the past and what you're picking up, and this person was a real worker who kind of felt that retirement wasn't for them. So I understand what you're saying. You're right on.
Okay, so actually what's going on now is that the person that you directed the question to is communicating with me, right?
Yes.
This is what's
yes. Giving
you evidence. Okay, so so now I'm going to address the question. You asked this person a question, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm still seeing this beach ball, although I'm sensing that the person is actually a little bit ambivalent about fulfilling your request to change the image. They're almost doing it. So that what I think is that this person was somebody that really loved you.
Yes.
They really wanted to please you. And so, you know, what I can say to you is that, you know, this sounds like I'm oversimplifying, but it's not. When you have somebody that loves you that much, that out of all the possibilities in the spirit planes, the places that they could go, the types of consciousness and levels they could explore, they have chosen to stay with you. That we shouldn't minimize that. When we say that somebody loves you that much, that they're with you, they feel like they just want to give you something more. They owe you something. That we're not minimizing that. When you have somebody in the spirit planes who feels that way, boy, do you have an inner track. This is maybe your spirit guide, one of your spirit guides. And I think that there's something else trying to come. There actually is something else trying to come from actually this person's teacher. So there's a higher teacher that the both of you study, and you did not study the same theology, for lack of a better word, while this person was in alive. It was not the same. There wasn't a name for it. And so there was misunderstanding about that, but the message from this higher teacher, and I'm starting to see something. They're just trying to show me something about this teacher. I'm seeing the colors. I'm seeing earth tones.
You're right. She was earth. She was that was her astrology. You're right, getting it. And her favorite color was orange.
Yeah, it's more of the burnt like if you're a painter, there's a color called like burnt umber. You know, that it's very similar to what you're talking about. It can move into orange or into the browns. What we perceive as brown. Are you an artist?
No, my sister. I'm not real talented at that. More of a writer.
In your writing,
because
there's lots of different kinds of writers. Are you a writer who really likes to create the visual for someone like songwriters like Joni Mitchell? She's known for being able to sort of paint pictures with her words. Are you that kind of a writer?
Yeah, I am. I very much pride. You'll have to see. Living in the Psychic Realm is my first book, and then I have a few poetry out. It was by my, I had a different pen name with the poetry, but it was when I was married, and it was hyphenated Smith. But you know, basically, yes, I have done both. I like that kind of writing.
Are they telling me that your radio work is very, very important, and they're asking me to be quiet now? They really support you in this work, and they want you to know this. They want you to know that they support you in your radio work, your use of the voice. And if you can expand this, and merge it with your writing even more, yes, you do this all the time, but there's something new. There's something new that you're just about on the verge of. We don't know what that is. It's so strange. I've never called this before. You're actually searching for this. I thought, what can I do that's new? What can I do that's new? And they're saying, keep going, keep going. And they're telling me to please be quiet now.
Thank you, Lady Sarah. And you're right on it. We've been praying and we've been working on it. I feel that we are going to be doing some television with this show. We're even going to take it to kind of YouTube. You're very gifted, Nana. You're very accurate. The person you were picking up, what you were feeling was, it was basically my mom. Those who really know the show know that she passed away June 12th. She's been kind of visiting in and out. And what's really been unique and excellent about it is that she helped do the show last Saturday. And she did some things, and I could feel the energy. And I thank you for calling in. We've got a minute left. Bless you, Lady Sarah. You've made my night. You're a very good person. And I welcome you to come on, talk to us another time. We're running out of time, guys. So what I'm going to run in and do is I'm going to start thanking each and every one of you and bless you as we go off tonight. Sandra, where are you, Sandra?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. You're always there. You know, you're very much a family part. I thank you for the work. Bless you. Those of you who would like to have a call in, 773-897-6461. We're going to welcome you back tomorrow night because we're going to do it again Sunday night. And you know how Sunday night always gets. It gets really wild and it gets real fun. I want to thank you. I bless you. Kelly, thank you for being in there. I'm glad that you've been helping. Your little co-host, you've been really working your fingers into the room. How's everything in Idaho?
We're having fun. At least Idaho, we're not on fire. It's a little bit warm, but we're good.
Blessings. And we're going to turn around and go, Rosemary, you've stayed with us. Thank you and blessings. Come back again.
I will. I will be in touch with you, and I will get in touch with Sandra, and we'll do the Reiki for her parents. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And last, Tyrone, thank you for coming in. You knew I was a Motown listener, and yes, way back. So thank you and bless you. And you guys talk to us tomorrow night, okay?
So will. I thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Bless you.